All right, it is that time for a live performance we've been talking about all morning. The Lucy Ring is in studio. They've got a full setup in here taking over the space. We're also live on Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/KX93.5 if you'd like to watch it at the same time. We're going to hear from the guys now as they play live, and then we'll chat more and learn about the band. So Lucy Ring, whenever you're ready, please take it away. Yeah, you guys. Come on, it's awesome.
Thank you.
It's the Lucy Ring live in studio on KX93.5. Absolutely killer live performance. We've got a full drum kit in here for once, and it sounds awesome. So thanks, you guys, for the patience in setting this whole thing up. It's rad.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So Sean, Joe, David, and Scott from the band from San Diego came up this morning to play live for us. Would either of you like to comment on what that song was called? Maybe a little bit about what it's about? Can you take that one?
That's called Jeremiah's Crying, and I guess it's about like a kid that's sort of trying to warn people about the end of the world, and everybody thinks he's crazy, but he's a little kid, so he's got a lot of responsibility, so he's sort of overworked, and he's screaming to the world, but he's just a loony.
Is fictional storytelling like that something you guys like to do as opposed to like a personal thing?
I think so, absolutely. Yeah, it's nice to sort of try to embody a character in a song and sort of think of it as a little metaphorical. But, you know, there's plenty of room for personal songwriting.
Sure. Yeah, everybody does that, though. It's cool to do something a little different.
Thank you.
I'm sure describing your sound, and if people ask you, like, hey, what kind of music do you play, is probably the hardest question in the world because I can't quite identify it. Do you answer that question, or are you like, don't ask me that? See?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Actually, I mean, it's nice when people care enough to ask.
Yeah.
There's so many bands. So when people care, it is a tough thing to answer. I usually say ethereal.
I was going to use that word too. You know, I wasn't sure if that was an okay word to say.
Ethereal rock and roll.
Shoegaze is a word these days that people like to say.
Okay. I would have never, but that's fine.
I think it just throws in that big blanket of alt rock.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a continent of.
I got a little Incubus
band.
In there, you know?
All right.
Yeah, kind of. Sure. Flattering compliment. I think you guys are awesome. I love the sound. It is hard to describe, which I think is interesting because if it's easy to describe, that's probably a boring thing these days.
Thanks, Tyler.
Pretty cool. So tell us a little bit about your origins. I know a couple of you guys started in the Sinclairs, right? And you moved to San Diego and this whole thing.
Yeah, Scott and myself were in Brooklyn in a band called the Sinclairs. And we did that out here for a little while. And then we started working with Sean over here, who sang lead on the last one. And it just became evident that we were capable of carrying over what we liked with the Sinclairs, but sort of rebranding and renaming. And since then, it's really evolved into a new thing that feels really, really right.
Yeah.
That's that.
And the name origin's kind of an interesting one. The Lucy Ring, what does that mean?
It's basically a spy ring that was spying on the Nazis. It was a German citizen named Rudolf Rustler who was spying on the Nazis and getting secrets to the Allies, the Soviets, primarily in the U.S. And they still to this day don't really know how he got such high up secrets. It was a really mysterious thing. And
cool.
And it was just sort of a cool.
Yeah.
You know, it just when it jumped out at us, it was like we were searching for a new name
for 3 weeks.
For a long
time. Or a month,
time.
Maybe a month.
There's so many band names are just like copyrighted.
Oh my God.
And take it.
Yeah.
So it's. It was a sort of a relief to get it and to feel good, and people seem to dig it. And we
does it make it hard to Google you since it's a historical thing?
No, there's not
very
a lot.
Okay, good call. So although, you think like an obscure historical fact?
Yes. Yeah, and although he has a Wikipedia and we don't, so maybe.
Well, this could inspire somebody to start one.
We need to spy a little more.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you mentioned to me, David, you guys are in between labels right now.
Yeah.
So you're like, online dating for labels at the moment.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to shop a lot of new material and sort of walk that line between do we self-release or can we get someone to help us, which I think is a pretty common theme these days.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in this place where we don't have management, so... trying to even see if people would want to put it out has been tough for us. So, you know, we're navigating that and just keeping the faith. And you know, really what we want is a booking agent.
Yeah.
So we can tour more.
Yeah.
Just booking your own tours can be really, really hard. And, you know, it's not necessarily economical.
So do you guys have day jobs right now?
Yeah, we all do.
Give me a couple of ideas of what you do for a living.
Deliver luggage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Deliver
lost
luggage.
Lost airline luggage.
Cool.
I deliver I deliver other types of luggage.
We'll be talking after the show then, David.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Awesome. Well, again, the band's called The Lucy Ring out of San Diego. They do have a self-titled EP out that came out a couple years ago. Was that one self-released? Or
No, was on Yellow Year Records.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was just five songs Yeah.
So it sounds like you have plenty of material for a new record.
Yeah,
you
just need to... if anyone's listening and wants to help, here we are.
Well, there's a few influential tastemakers down here, so that could definitely be the case.
I bet.
We should mention you've got a couple gigs coming up. There's a live streaming thing with Garage Mahala this Saturday. So
Garage Mahala is a place down in San Diego. So
cool.
It should be live somewhere.
Awesome. Google it. Yeah.
And then we play September 17th. The Casbah with a band out of Atlanta called Gringo Star.
Oh, yeah. We've had them in here.
Yeah
they're awesome.
Yeah,
really
they're,
cool.
They're really good.
Right on. Well, why don't we hear another song? Tell us what the next one you're going to play is.
Next one's called Falling Down.
And you're
singing
this
movie.
One.
Not the movie.
What movie is that?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, of course.
Trying to get to my daughter's birthday party.
I see the inspiration. Yeah. All right. The Lucy Ring live in studio. Guys, take it away whenever you're ready.
For you.
Dude, as the kids say, like, I can't even, and lit AF. That was awesome. So good.
Thank you very much.
The Lucy Ring live in studio, again from San Diego, Sean, Joe, David, and Scott. September 17th at the Casbah down there, and Graj Mahal streaming live this Saturday at noon. Their self-titled EP is out, and they're looking for some managerial or label support for the 50 or so songs they have in their shoebox at home that they want to release. So, guys, that was killer. I mean, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Throw out social media, website, anywhere you want people to go to find you and all that stuff.
At the Lucy Ring, Instagram and Facebook, just the Lucy Ring.
Cool.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. And we've got the Facebook live stream on our Facebook page as well. That'll stay up there. So that's facebook.com/KX935. Is there anything we left out? You guys want to, any shout outs, anything?
No, thank you so much for having us.
Cool.
Laguna's nice.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you making the drive up. All right, it's KX935, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach.